Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, yeah, it's something that, you know, I'm happy to take on that role. I feel like, you know, deep to my core, I feel like I embody that. But, you know, for me, it's just about pitching well regardless of title or regardless of, you know, the lineup that I'm facing or if it's their number one guy or their number five guy. I mean, obviously, you know, as the season goes on, it's not always going to be me versus their number one as well. But, you know, I like to... You know, own up to that for sure.
Jones and Keith live from Cask and Flagon, taking you up to the Red Sox home opener. We're just steps away from Fenway Park. Pre-game comes your way, call it 20 minutes from now, at 1:10. First pitch, 2:10, here on your Red Sox flagship station, WEEI. We're presented today, all day long, by Coors Light. Choose chill. What were you just looking at up on the TV? What are you looking at?
Nesson pregame. They're gonna be doing stuff honoring the 75 team, I believe, today.
So there was a gentleman here earlier today. I want to say it was Brian from Quincy.
Yeah.
Who was like, "Is Yaz going to be here today?" And I'm like,
"Sure."
On our broadcast, I don't think so.
We have an extra seat available to him if he wants to stop by.
We have a headset for him if he wants to.
Yeah.
So he was asking, and then he was like, "No. I mean, in the ballpark."
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he was asking about. I didn't realize they were honoring the 75.
I think they're doing a lot of 75 stuff.
Got it.
Because I think the morning show was debating on whether or not to honor a team that didn't actually win. And I was like, all right, I guess if you want to go down that road. Because that was a great team. It was very important to a lot of people. But since then, all the teams have won a lot more.
Should you be honoring World Series losers when you have four recent World Series?
Right. Still one of the coolest moments, though, of all time.
Right.
We weren't alive for it, but that's an all-time moment.
Yeah.
And it's an all-time game. It's a really good series. You just happen to lose.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I think on like a...
You want to honor the 86 Red Sox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when it's their 50th anniversary, why not?
Okay.
Bring them all back.
Fair enough. On a 50, you're allowed to do it.
That's what I'm saying. It is 50.
Yeah. On a nice round number, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah. That's all right.
We'll allow for that. Real quick, before we get into some housekeeping items,
yes.
Your random baseball player of the day.
Yep.
At a new time for today only, given it's a shorter program.
Yeah, no official grab bag today. I know people were upset about that. When's the grab bag? No official grab bag, but a couple of the items that are normally found within the grab bag will still be featured here today.
Like the wildly popular Hogdale call of the day.
That's right.
Stay tuned for it. You'll get it live here at the Cask. What do you expect out of Bueller today? Are you nervous at all about Bueller?
A little bit. I mean, I keep saying, like, oh, you got two guys that are ahead of, you know, Hauk and Bayo. But I don't know. The first start was obviously not inspiring. But I'm hoping that maybe there's a little bit of an adjustment. You saw Garrett Crochet look pretty mortal in the first start, and then it was lights out in his second start. So I'm definitely, hopeful, but... Part of the reason why I'm so high on the Red Sox team overall and why I think they're going to get 90 wins, why I think they're going to win the division, is because I'm expecting a good Walker Buehler year. And maybe I am going too, like, I'm too all in on Buehler
You're right. The last time he was really good was 2021. It's the
Rich rules.
Rich Keefe, Cooper Kupp rules.
And he missed the whole season in there.
Yeah, he was fine in 22.
Like, okay. I mean, he was 6-3, 4.02 ERA. Like, that's not ideal in 12 starts, but that's not terrible.
12 starts is 12 starts,
but
too.
But he had dropped off a little bit from the year prior.
Yeah.
Missed all of 0-3. Last year, he mostly sucked when he came back.
Well, that's why he's on a one-year deal, too.
Yeah.
But, but this could go a long way, and maybe it will. I mean, there's sort of been a trend. Like, as soon as you're like, man, really slow start for Story, Devers, Casas, they started to turn around a little bit. So, yeah, it's a big start. But he is, for a guy starting, this is the first time he's ever pitched at Fenway. And, you know, there's a little extra pressure on being there on the home opener. But he is flying very much under the radar.
The thing that I think we got to late in spring, because you and I were both, we both picked the Red Sox to win the division. Officially, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I had him coming out of the AL. Billy had him coming out of the AL.
I got him losing to Bobby Witt.
No, Billy, did you have him winning the whole thing? Billy might have had him winning the whole thing.
Did he?
Yeah, dude. It was opening day. Did. My honk meter is through the roof.
Yeah.
No, okay. Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
He was jacked up about it. It hasn't not happened.
But we're like, what's the disconnect to, like, the betting apps?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yankees were the favorite. Orioles were the second favorite. Red Sox were the third favorite in the division. We're like, what the hell?
What is that about?
It might be some of the pitching.
Yeah.
And Buehler, Hauk, the injuries they've sustained, it might be some of that. So you want those guys to turn it around, obviously, sooner rather than later. You'll get to see that here today and hear it on WEEI. All right, Keith. There's a new star.
This is exciting. So yesterday we debuted a new segment within the grab bag. That is the Hogdale Call of the Day. So if you're not familiar with Hogdale, he kind of does play-by-play of the Red Sox via Twitch.
No, not kinda. The man does play-by-play.
No, I know that, but what I'm saying is he's not doing it illegally. What he's doing is he's kind of watching the game, streaming it, and then he provides his own play-by-play and at times analysis.
Yeah.
As he's a one-man booth. There's not two people in there.
No, he is the both the play-by-play man and the analyst.
But this guy has got an absolute rocket ship strapped to his back. So this is with a lot to choose from yesterday. Yesterday was a fun game. They scored 8 runs, plenty of big calls. So this is Tristan Casas, first ding-dong of the year, as voiced by none other than Hogdale.
So 0-1 pitch from Aiken. Pitch swung on. Barreled left field, high and deep. The left fielder's looking for it. This is going to get out! Tristan Casas, his first home run of the season. Another 2-1 shot for the Sox today. 7-3 ball game. The Sox extend the lead. Let's go! Let's go! From Barty the Purple Dinosaur to Grimace, we love to see it.
I like that he's working in some calls too. Like he's working in some like old Sports Center like calls.
I see. So is that is
Purple
that
Dinosaur?
Like,
not entirely sure where he was going.
Is that
with
like his John Sterling, Tristan Casas level call? Like that's just for Casas, the Purple Dinosaur thing? Because I don't get it, but I like.
We're gonna have to find out.
I think
as the season goes, as it unfolds, we'll find out. I love the energy. I think if you have the energy like that, you can get away with some maybe nonsensical catchphrases.
Yeah,
but I'll take it. He passionate energy. But he tells you what's happening, right? If you weren't, just close your eyes.
Yeah,
the home run.
No question, Casas just hit a bomb there.
Yep, gives you the score. Quick score update, too. Excellent.
From Barty the Purple Dinosaur to Grimace.
Yeah, very much.
We love to see it.
Oh, she's on her own shirt. That we can't help you with.
Here you go.
But no, good energy.
Yes.
In a borderline blowout at the end of the game yesterday.
Yeah, no, but he was locked in the whole time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Credit to him. Some broadcasters... Game gets away from you a little bit.
They're telling stories.
You're not locked in like our man Hogdale is.
Right. So first dinger for Casas of the year came with a little bit of excitement. So assuming the Red Sox keep hitting, we're going to have Hogdale calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I like that people here at the cast got to hear that live. I think that's important.
People fired up.
To amplify our guy.
Yep. All right. Should we get to the next feature within the feature? Let's get to the random player, Nick.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right. In the spirit of playing the St. Louis Cardinals, we are going with a former Cardinal. Also an outfielder.
Ooh.
This man patrolled the outfield for years.
It can't be the guy who's – it's not Willie McGee. I told you I saw a good Willie McGee jersey.
It's not Willie McGee.
Okay.
No, it's not Willie McGee.
Okay.
Played for 3 teams in his illustrious career, St. Louis Cardinals, Philadelphia Phillies, and the Chicago Cubs. Nothing.
Okay. No, hang on.
No guesses.
Honestly, Billy's going to be a little hard to hear, but I know Billy wanted to guess Jim Edmonds before he heard the teams.
Not Edmonds, no.
Billy may be the biggest Jim Edmonds guy.
Does like Edmonds. Guy could catch a ball over his head like you read about.
Yep.
Broke into the bigs 2002.
Oh.
Hung him up after the 09 season.
Quick.
Burned hot. Did win two World Series. Was a part of two World Series winning teams. 06
Cardinals,
with St. Louis.
And then who else?
08 with the Phillies.
He hit with the Phillies? He
hit two postseason home runs in 06
no,
with the Phillies.
I was going to say Pat Burrell. It's not Pat Burrell.
It's not Pat the Bat Burrell, a.k.a. the Machine. It's not him.
Right. Give me the number. Were you giving me numbers? Sorry, I was lost trying to think of Pat Burrell.
Yeah,
name.
Let me give you some numbers
yeah,
here.
He wasn't
going to wow you at the stick. 05, he had 21 doubles.
Okay.
21 doubles.
Doubles?
19 career home runs.
Oh, boy.
39 career swipes.
Okay.
He hit 279.
So he's there.
He hit 717 career OPS. No awards. Nothing.
One more team? Cardinals, Phillies, and who? Cubs?
Cubs. But out of the 8 years, he spent six with the Cardinals, including on the 06 World Series.
We've had Doug Glanville. It's not Doug Glanville.
It's not Doug Glanville.
We've had Bernard Gilkey. It's not Bernard Gilkey.
It's not. He was on the 04 Cardinals team that the Red Sox beat in the World Series.
Okay, so, like, we should get this, Billy.
Yeah.
And maybe Billy's been answering the
Billy
whole time.
Billy might be yelling at us. Can't hear him.
I have but, not.
Okay, you haven't. Okay, that I heard.
He is also, this could help.
He was on the 04 Cardinals. We should get this.
He took home $5.6 million in his career.
Hmm.
So he's a good value player.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, you guys are coming up nothing.
Not, I've been
some Cardinal fan might even be wearing
his jersey. Ice cold. Brian Jordan. It's not Brian Jordan.
It's not Brian Jordan. Nope. A good two sport athlete, Brian Jordan.
We have a listener thinks he has it. You have it on your phone.
Oh, Dave has it. Oh, yeah, Dave has it. So Taguchi.
That's who it was.
We're looking for So Taguchi. Dave had it.
He is So Taguchi.
I think was it Bill Simmons called him So Taguchi? He was not a great player.
I think it was, yeah, who was it on SportsCenter who was like, he's So Taguchi. Neil Everett, Van Pelt,
somebody like that. Yeah, that was probably that era.
So Taguchi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, Bill. I've been real. I don't know if I've been colder on my bets.
Wanted to do a Cardinal.
Or on my random baseball players, but it has been a tough stretch for me over here. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So Taguchi.
Yeah, not bad. Part of that Cardinals powerhouse.
He was there with Albert Pujols, arguably the greatest player in the last 25 years.
It's been argued. I can't sign off on it. But
I didn't realize you were such a hater of Albert Pujols.
No, he's like Barry Bonds.
I didn't realize that was such a thing.
I think you're fast asleep on Bonds.
And you hate Jeter. That
I actually did. No, he's overrated.
I did kind of know that. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.